Hey, hey, it's the boys. We back. PSNBS episode 36. Shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show some support and follow the Instagram at PSNBSPOD. Man, today we're going to be going over some PlayStation news and some gaming news and some BS. Mm-hmm. But before all that, let me say happy birthday to Steel 1682.
Yeah. Happy birthday, bro. Happy birthday, we got him a cookie cake, just like we do with these boys. Yeah. Now it's Steel's turn.
I guess that's the trend. Everybody's birthday, you're getting a cookie cake.
Hell yeah, yeah, man.
I don't mind. I don't mind. I love cookie cakes, bro.
All right, man. No.
All right, yeah.
Should we change up the order? Let Steel go first?
Pamper me.
Birthday boy. Birthday? Go first,
what
birthday
I've been
boy.
Playing?
Yeah, man.
Oh, damn. I wasn't ready for that. Okay. Well, I've been playing some like normal NHL. Mm-hmm. Hit up that Knights of Azure 2 a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Shadow of the Beast a little bit more. Went ahead and picked up Plants vs. Zombies.
Hey.
One of my friends, she picked it up and started streaming. Oh, shit.
Shout out to Kayla.
Yeah, shout out Kayla.
Okay.
Yeah. She's been helping us out a lot on her YouTube page. Mm-hmm. So I started playing that too often. Man, what other game were we playing? Weren't we playing a game?
Did we play? The Real 2.
No, we didn't play anything.
I saw you on 2K19.
I was on 2K19 a lot. I've been playing that hard.
NBA 2K19.
I hit up 20 briefly. But other than that, so far this weekend, I haven't done much gaming because, as they said, it was my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday was pretty crazy. Went out to Cocoa Beach.
Oh, made it out there.
Port Canaveral. Oh, yeah.
Made it back.
I run a Subaru group out here in Orlando called Orlando Subaru Group.
OSG.
OSG. we're linked with four other groups: Cocoa, Daytona,
Nissan, Toyotas,
and Tampa.
That, okay, so you have people to link with over there.
Oh yeah, so whenever we go to that side, we go with groups. When we go to that side, we go to groups. When we go to that side, we're always linking together. We're all in one chat. So when I decided to do this, I called my peoples in Cocoa. I called my peoples in Daytona. We all came together. We had like 42 cars there yesterday.
Shit, the ting.
They had a Carvel ice cream cake for me, which is my all-time favorite cake.
Mm.
So we got to eat that. Plus, they got me this double-stacked Oreo fudge-stuffed chocolate chip cookie thing weighs like 10 pounds.
Not even
so heavy, but it was good. Yeah. It was great. We just went out there and hung out, parked. We cruised out there about 18 of us from here.
Cool.
We all drove out there. Of course, we did some Hoonigan nut shit.
Hoonigan.
Of course, man. You don't have these cars to drive normal. You gotta have some fun sometimes. Oh wow, really? Then we ate, but we stayed safe. We brought a table, chairs. We all ordered takeout. We ate at our cars. You know, we were being
tailgate.
We were just semi quarantine. You know, we were being safe with it, and then. Then we went to Mexico.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, that's low key. Yeah.
Then we went to Mexico.
Yeah, that's what the post says. It's Mexico.
Yeah, it's Mexico.
Where they was doing a whole bunch of illegal shit, but it was in Mexico.
Yo, can't we just say having fun?
They was having a lot of fun in Mexico.
Yeah.
What do you mean in Mexico?
They was doing the dash in Mexico.
What do you mean in Mexico?
When you want to do some Hoonigan illegal on the street type shit, you say you in Mexico.
But you didn't actually end up in Mexico.
No, he was in Mexico.
No, I'm here. How would I go from Port Canaveral to Mexico to here?
Right. So you're saying you on the post that's location, old video. You put that you were in Mexico.
Yeah, that was an old video.
Yes.
That was Mexico, though.
Yeah.
It wasn't Beeline. It was Mexico.
I'm so confused.
I didn't know that cheat code.
It's a street card.
I be putting that on my backyard.
I'm not putting none of that on this podcast because I'm not a rat, so I'm not saying anything. It was in Mexico. It was in Mexico.
We were in Mexico. We were having fun.
Okay, you're in Mexico. All right.
Yeah. Cool. We were out there, the Federales.
Frito Mandito.
But it was a good time, man. They definitely showed a lot of love and got home mad late. And I couldn't sleep last night, but yet I'm still here.
Let's go.
Damn, I was expecting to see the text like, hey, we do the 10:30.
I was going to text, and I was like, you got to start later? I was like, I'll just do regular.
This morning when he messaged, I was going to be like, give me at least 30 more minutes, please.
Oh, shit.
You should have.
I'm like, nah, screw it. Let's just not. I'm good. I'll put my big boy pants on.
All right, cool.
Good.
All right. Perfect.
I'm glad you had. I'm glad you had a good time. All right. Birthday.
Big. Oh, yes, good.
I did. Thank you.
You already know. It's your boy Biggs, most level one in the crew. You already know when you hear this voice, you get funny feeling, butterflies in your stomach, you hear the rest of the movie, saying, all right, now this is pretty good. All right. So,
man, whoa. You slipped on your tongue there.
So, Biggs has been playing. It's actually been like a. It's been. A, no, no, no.
He dubbed that.
Yeah,
he
I finished that.
I know. I just wanted to say
I finished that. Okay, so, okay, this week has been kind of. A lot's been going on. So, last week I said I was trying my best to play with my brother in Warzone, which I ended up doing.
Okay.
Only for like short periods. I haven't really had a sit down binge for a night kind of thing, which, you know, I kind of miss doing to a certain extent, but Warzone is getting fucking toxic again.
Yes. That's why I didn't mention it. I played it, but it was so, yeah. It's just not worth mentioning to me right now.
Yeah. It's,
let's
it's
get back to the real multiplayer, man. When y'all gonna let your boy test out the BenQ, man?
Hey, actually, I've been playing more multiplayer lately than Warzone.
I don't even own that game. I don't own Warzone.
You only you wanted it. Yeah. Only got half the game because they gave it to me.
So, so
that's a good.
Last week, I mentioned that I started my BioShock Infinite playthrough with my boy D, and we've been doing that.
That slowly your first but surely.
No,
not mine.
Oh, okay, okay. Yeah.
That so it's exciting for me because he's going to experience it for the first time. And that's one of my like top five. So
top five.
And also, I had a little bet with Mr. Federal over there.
Federal.
You know, pretty much if I did something, he would do something for me, kind of thing.
Oh,
chill.
Yo, you got to give some description. All right,
so
I remember quickly. I was so, in that chat when y'all was talking about that when you put that on the table.
So pretty much, it's pretty much like. If I did something he wanted to do, he does something that I want him to do, kind of thing. So either way, it sounds bad. Either way,
it sounds like some crime was committed. You robbed the bank with me, I robbed the gas station.
You were in Mexico.
We were in Mexico.
There you
go. Came up with this deal. I do something, he does something. So I did the thing. I did the thing. You know, and so then it was his turn. So,
yo, pause.
So,
pause.
Point.
Pause.
So,
pause. This whole thing.
So okay. So pretty much.
Oh my god.
Me and Mr. Federal have been playing Final Fantasy 14 and the MMO of Realm Reborn. Ever since I started playing the game when I was on it for like. Remember, I was on it for like 8 weeks straight.
Yeah,
I was playing it all solo, and it was fine like that. But I've always wanted like to experience an MMO with friends. So it was like, yo, somebody got to play this shit with me. And Dan just always seems like the type of guy who's gonna like do shit like that.
yeah,
like other than you,
he'll
be down to play whatever with me or whatever. And I even thought about you for it, and I was like, I might be a little out of Steel's realm. But then I thought about it, and I was like. I don't know, because Steel's be on Dungeons & Dragons and shit, and it's kind of like the same kind of feel.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, all right, you know, I'll bring the proposition up to Steel's later, whatever. But for now, I've been just playing with Dan or whatever, and it's been great. We've been grinding. He's been seeing, like, when you're in these MMOs and you're in the, like, central hub and stuff, you can see all the players decked out and all the good armor and shit like that. Yeah. So he's getting real inspired.
That makes
inspired.
You sad.
Yeah, but it's getting him real
spend
inspired, too.
Isn't that like...
the premium pack.
Isn't that like Monster Hunter? Isn't that an MMO?
Yeah, kind of. It's like if Monster Hunter was 100%.
Neverwinter?
Yeah. If Monster Hunter was 100% online all the time, it would be just like it. So like...
it is. It's only online. It's only not online when you have like the single player part.
Right.
Story. Like certain parts of the story.
There is no option for single player.
Well, I'm saying you guys are together at every point. Like at every
point. Okay. I see what you're saying. Because on certain times you can't. Like you go in, you have and then to you party up, in, then yes, you call them in. Yes. Okay.
So in this, you're like together the whole time, no matter what you're doing.
Okay, but this is that style of game.
Yeah,
you hunt for armor, you hunt for gems. Yeah. You do this, you do that.
Yeah,
I might be down for that.
Yeah, it's dope. Trust me, and the more the merrier.
I was gonna say, how much people in a party?
Four.
Cool.
So it's very role based. The game is very role based. If you're a tank, you got to do your tank job. If you're a healer, you got to do your healing job.
You're a tank.
If you're damaged, almighty,
is it one of those
almighty
games
job.
Where it's like it's been on for so long that I got to pay to catch up, kind of shit.
Not pay to catch up, but more like, oh, this is not me. That's me. It's not pay to catch up. It's more like
I gotta grind.
It's not
more
pay to win. Up. Yeah, it's not pay to win. It's it. The thing
well,
about
that's
the game
I didn't say pay. I didn't mean pay to win, but I mean maybe. Like you know how some games it's like, oh, if you pay $10, you kind of get all this stuff to catch up, kind of thing.
Nah,
like there's little packs or some shit.
I feel like there are, but they aren't really necessary. Okay. Like you know, Den's doing just fine. Whatever, and he got the base game $20 or whatever. But it is this MMO that sets it apart from a lot of others, and it really filters out the community. Is that it's a subscription based MMO? So
how much a month?
It's a monthly. Yeah, it's a monthly.
How much a month?
15, I think. After okay. when you buy like the starter edition of the game, you get like the first month free, and then you pay like just 15 a month or whatever. And
commitment.
Yeah, it's a commitment, but it really filters out the community. The community is so freaking awesome.
Yeah,
on there.
They gotta use it.
Yeah,
or they lose it.
They're all dope. They're all dope. But yeah, that's pretty much. That's been kind of the highlight of the week. I'm very excited, especially to play more of it later on with them. So that's pretty much what I've been doing.
All right, Lex.
What's up, everybody?
Statman.
Statman here, the Game Whisperer. And I got a game I got to whisper about.
He really
later.
Likes that name.
I do. It's true, man. I call it.
He
I
talks
call
to
it.
Them and they talk to them.
I got another game I'm going to call soon. I've been playing, man. I've been playing.
We wouldn't know.
Halo 2 on PC.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's so beautiful on PC. Oh, my God. Anyways, Marvel Ultimate Alliance 3. Mm-hmm. I want to beat that. I want to finish that. I'm playing that. All right. And for some reason, well, I've been missing the NBA season. So NBA 2K20 was $20. So I went ahead and bought that on PC.
Huh? Wait.
I missed the NBA season. This be playoffs by now.
Yeah.
So you bought a NBA game?
I'm gonna get there.
Which one did you buy?
2K20.
2K20
on PC.
You should have confided in me first.
Right?
Why?
Because no, that's told multiplayer.
You to buy, No. I would have told you to buy 19 instead.
Oh, it's they fine. They say 19 is better. 19 is
better,
but everything's better on PCs.
I was gonna say
2K20 is probably
because the real 2K19
graphics. It's just the game style, the leveling up system. It's
better on PC.
It's better on 2K19. It's
better on.
I've been playing. I've been playing the game of the week.
Right. Okay.
On PS4.
Unlock it. Put her outside.
I watch Scoob.
Did you?
My son wanted to see Scoob, so I bought it for him.
Oh, they already have it on like digital and shit?
Yeah, did you watch it?
Scoob, yeah, I saw it. We saw it.
How you feel about it?
I don't know if I want to talk about it now.
All right. Talk about it later.
And I've been binging the Friday the 13th series.
Yes!
Wow.
When they came out, I was like 2-3 years old. I obviously couldn't see it. And I saw bits and pieces as I got older.
Really?
I got more into Freddy.
I watched
I was more into Freddy.
Yo, I always get that. Okay,
yeah, Friday
the 13th. Nightmare on Elm Street.
I was more into Freddy and Halloween.
Yes, that's me.
And I actually lived Freddy off Elm Street.
Would you be surprised if I told you that I watched all the Friday the 13th? Like,
no, I wouldn't be surprised.
Like all of them?
All of them? You remember
like
all of
them? Yeah, like all of them.
Yeah,
from the first person?
I did
first one?
Yeah.
Like all I did 1, 2, and 3 yesterday, and I'm finishing 4 tonight.
Hey.
Yeah, the Rob Zombie one is something.
Oh, no, that's Rob Zombie's Halloween,
you're talking about Halloween, man.
Friday the 13th is what?
Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Or
both of you. No, yeah.
Holy
Morris.
Shit.
Yeah, Halloween.
Not Michael Myers. I'm a horror movie.
Yeah, me too.
Enthusiast. So yeah. You're disrespecting.
Oh, yeah, no. Fuck Jason. Fuck Jason. Yeah, Michael Myers is my favorite.
Whoa.
No, fuck Jason.
Hold on now.
Fuck
whoa.
Jason.
Okay.
All right. I'm not even going
to. All right. So if you had to choose, we're there now. Okay. This came up. We have Michael Myers, Freddy.
Michael Myers.
And Jason. Are you serious?
Michael Myers?
Michael Myers, bro.
Fam.
So,
right, man, I'm cool.
Yeah, that's all right.
Just keep going. That's another topic. We'll bring that up later.
That's it. Yeah. I'll just say briefly about Scoob. It was fine.
Okay.
It was serviceable. I will say this. The art style is incredible. The animation and the...
Yeah, that's what I want to see.
It is like next level.
Did you tell who it was before the ending, before they pull the mask off?
No, it's not even about that. It's an origin story.
Oh.
So
yeah, they went origin story, and then they went present.
When Scoob was
from
a pup.
They went from the beginning when they first met, when Shaggy and Scoob first met, and then they went to the present.
Oh, that's what this movie's about?
Yeah, and they bring they bring the Scooby-Doo gang into the world of now. The
Scooby-Doo gang.
Because they talk about Netflix. I mean, they talk it's like now. And the whole cast is the voice cast is interesting.
Okay.
So it's animated.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's animated.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
The only OG is Scoob.
Cool.
Same guy.
Cool. Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. Frank Welker. Shout out to Frank Welker. He's a man.
What? Nice try.
I don't know what that was.
I disrespected Scooby-Doo all the way.
Reggie.
They got a bunch of throwbacks, too. All right. Anyways, go ahead.
That was it?
Yeah.
All right, man. Me? What have I been doing, man?
I've been doing Scooby impersonations. Nah. I've been doing...
What the hell that was? All right.
I bet it sound good in his head though.
Okay. Right. I've been on the future game of the week.
Oh.
We'll speak on that in a little bit. What else I've been on?
Talking
Last
about that,
Dance.
Talking about that Getty.
Oh man.
Had a little game Getty on Friday.
Yeah, I saw that.
Had a little nice turnout. Shout out to everybody coming in.
3 hours. When I got on, I'm like, damn, he's still going.
That's that Ben Q, man.
That's what he did. The first stream he did was 3 hours.
Hunt down.
I'm telling you, man. And speaking of Hunt Down, man, speaking of the game of the week, man, your boys is legit now, man.
Oh, shit.
We legit, man. Our boy, Stat Man, Lex.
Yep.
Was able to reach out.
So this is the game of the
week. And they reached back. So we're going to be having a little giveaway for the first time for one of our game of the weeks.
You did that very easily. You got to start bringing your mouse.
Yeah, I know. I forgot.
So just to let you know how this giveaway is going to work, unfortunately, we couldn't get a PSN digital code.
Yeah, some games don't have that.
Because they don't have them.
Yeah, due to PlayStation's policies, certain games just don't have them at all. So we have an Xbox code that we have to give an Xbox code.
Unfortunately,
PSMBS Steals will deliver Xbox personally.
Steals
wearing an Xbox shirt.
That will never happen.
Steals will send you a video personally.
You don't want me
for choosing Xbox
to have any part of this.
Now I'll put this out here.
Mm-hmm.
If we get 300 subscribers before next episode,
I'll buy
two PlayStation copies for a winner.
Yeah. Oh shit.
I'm putting it out there.
Yeah. I mean,
I'll buy two Hunt Downs on PlayStation for next episode. So let's see if y'all can run them numbers up, man. Seven days.
Damn, 1 week.
It's pressure right there.
Pressure.
You heard him. That's pressure. So Steals, you giving away the code with you said in the selfie video.
But to let you know how the rules is gonna go, you're gonna hear a sound.
Sheesh.
Once you hear that sound, moving forward in this episode,
It's going to be somewhere during the episode.
Yes. Randomly.
We're not going to tell you.
We're not going to tell you. You leave the timestamp in the comments below, mm-hmm. hashtag Hunt Down,
mm-hmm.
and you good to go.
Sheesh. That's the sound again.
This is the sound. Yeah.
Sheesh.
There you go. Remember it.
The next time you hear it, it's going to be somewhere spread in the episode, so make sure you look out for it.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that being said,
game of the week, Lex.
Game of the week, Lex.
Game of the week. First, I want to thank Easy Trigger Games and Natalie at Easy Trigger Games for providing the copy.
Oh my God, that sounds so good.
I know, doesn't it?
Yes.
Doesn't it? Easy Trigger Games, Hunt Down.
Woo! Hunt Down,
game of the week. It was pretty simple for me.
Dude, I like this game, man, so much.
I've been playing it. It's exactly what I've wanted for a long time.
The game Getty, man. We was playing this all night, 3 hours.
It's fantastic.
You was only playing this?
Only.
Oh, shit.
Playing this. I was playing on switching
you
different
beat
games.
It 3 hours? How long is the game?
Bro, the bosses.
The game is pretty.
I'll let Lex talk.
Yeah, the game is pretty long. The bosses are different. It's very interesting.
The mechanics, you have to learn the mechanics. Even in the levels themselves, you have to like strategize. Like, it's not a run and gun game.
No, it's not.
I learned that very quick.
It's a cover shooter.
You have to cover, you have to dodge. And the characters keep changing. Like, they evolve. Like,
yeah, they do.
One moment they have shotguns. Next thing they got flamethrowers, miniguns. They got armor on them. Like, they're coming out of buses. I'm like, God damn. Look, that right there, that part right there, I died about 5-10 times.
Damn.
That's your checkpoint.
Look at that. I haven't got to this bullshit yet.
That's my boy right there, Mo Man.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing as currently, Mo Man.
Oh, man.
And the little one-liners they give during the game is so awesome.
Yeah, they are.
One-liners, bro. It's a good game, man.
Yo, that was a legit grenade. Yeah,
and for the price of the game, it's well worth it.
It's well worth it.
Well worth it.
And it's so detailed. All the bullets, you see them on the floor. All the shells. Oh man, it's so good.
The feedback and the vibration and the controllers.
See, that's what I. That's what I've been saying. That dual player shit. Look at throw the grenade. The other dude hits it.
Look
with
at
a
that
bat.
Boss. Bat.
Yeah, I seen that.
Look at the hoodlum dolls. I just X'd them out. I just started on the misconducts. This is where I'm at now.
The hockey players? That reminded me of the Warriors, the baseball players.
They on some shit, man. No one suspects. Number one suspect. I haven't got there yet. God damn. Look at this shit. Oh, my God, man. This game is awesome. For the ones that can't see this right now on Spotify, make sure you just look up the trailer, man, for Hunt Down, man.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I love it.
You know, if you're listening to, and if you only listen to audio, go over to the YouTube video. You can do the timestamp thing too as well, man.
Yeah.
Don't miss out. And please follow the Instagram page, because that's where we're going to have to give you the code through.
We can't give
you the code on YouTube.
Yeah.
So that being said, man, is that it for the game of the week?
Yes, sir.
All right, man. It's been another week, so you know what that means, man.
Yeah.
We got another round of PS and BS PS Now Challenge.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was shorty.
So we changed up the rules a little bit this time around. So this time, no one knows who got who. And also, there was a genre that you had to pick, too, for said person.
So we pulled the name and we pulled the genre.
Random name, random genre. Yeah.
Right.
Wanted to change it up a little bit.
Who would like to go first?
Your LST, man.
Oh, all right. Shit. Okay. Big. All right.
Let's go.
So, okay, this week for the PS Now Challenge, the person that I'll be blessing with.
Did we pick the same people?
The game.
No.
Steals. Time to play I Am Bread, bitch. No,
I Am Bread 2. Well,
I played it already.
Oh, shit.
So pick another game. All
right. I got
Am Milk.
Real shit. The name I pulled was Trav, and he gets a horror game. Since he's such a horror guy.
Oh, my God.
Silent Hill, baby.
Yeah. He's such a horror guy on there. So I decided, hopefully he hasn't played it, because literally this is like the only. I was going to say,
pull this shit up, man. Get this shit ready.
This is like, what? No.
Oh, I haven't played Evil Within. That's a PlayStation exclusive, right?
That's the backup.
No,
that's the backup.
Evil Within 2 is not a PlayStation exclusive?
No, it's not. I have it on Xbox and PC.
The game that I'm giving Trav, my first pick.
In 2020.
Soma.
Oh, you're good.
Never heard of it.
You're good. If you like Bioshock. Right,
I've seen that cover art.
I've watched this thing numerous times.
Go down, man. Let's see. Is that first person?
That is first person.
Yes. Yeah.
You're good.
Yes, sir. Ben Q, light it up.
This looks really good. I low-key want to play this game myself.
Oh, it's happening.
Frictional game. Creators of Amnesia.
Oh, shit. Bioshock.
It's underwater.
That's what it seemed like.
Yeah, for the listeners, man, we're looking at the trailer right now, and this looks right up my alley, man. A lot of dark hallways, a lot of glitching in the cam. Look like we underwater. I'm going to be
enjoying. There's going to be a lot of hiding.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't seen what am I hiding from? So that's even better. So, there it is. It's a robot.
You're falling. That's that dream where you're
there
falling.
It is.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
Oh, look, I'm running. Oh, now I'm underwater. Now I'm in the hallway. It's a whole bunch of hallways. It's always good in a horror game for hallways.
You can't really see it.
Right.
Can't wait. It looks like Grudge.
Low key, I'm going to download that to myself.
We're going to be on that.
That game looks really good.
And I only play games like that at night.
Stream?
Shit, that's how I did.
Hey, I'll do it.
Resident Evil 7, Biohazard.
Yeah,
Biohazard. I only played it at night in the dark
and
with my room closed, streaming it.
When I play scary games at night and I play them like that, I do scream. I jump.
I jump. I scream like a little girl.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, fuck.
Dead Space. Dead Space can get me all the time.
So with that being said, Lex.
Lex.
What you got, Lex?
For my...
And who did you get?
I feel like he picked me.
I got Steels.
Hey.
I
knew it. He kind of let it slip at work.
I'm jealous. I'm very jealous.
Of the category?
Of the action adventure.
Okay.
Oh,
really? See, the way you responded at work...
I was trying to throw you off because I already thought.
I think he picked me and he picked the sports category because he's like, this is going to be difficult.
You put sports in the damn bucket?
I did.
Oh, God.
Sports and fighting was a category.
Trav, wish he pulled that.
I put like 8 categories so that there was extras.
Anyways.
Action adventure.
I'm very jealous if you haven't played this first game. Yeah, because the first one I recommended. was Bloodborne. Have you played it?
I'm not playing any of those games. Yeah. Like Dark Souls.
You played
Hell
it?
Hell no.
I started to play it and then put it down.
Don't worry, I got a plan B and C.
I literally started it.
Blood Rain Betrayal? What's that right there?
Bloodborne is right there.
No, Blood Rain.
Oh, yeah.
PlayStation
yeah,
2.
Blood Rain, I played that too.
Yeah,
what?
Bloodborne. Isn't this similar to
Dark Souls?
Dark Souls?
Yes.
Yes.
That's a PlayStation exclusive, right?
Yes.
Yes.
This game is so good. I'm so jealous.
You like those kind of hard ass games?
It's just old school. It's like old school. It's one
actually,
hit.
One hit dead.
Dude, this game is so good.
No, I don't think I played this.
Good. I hope.
There you go. Here you
because
go.
Because someone said it's
I'll actually download this too, man.
Dude, this game is
fuck
good.
Fuck it.
Yeah?
Fuck it.
This game is good.
I'm looking at this trailer and it's got me geeked, man.
Because I tried
playing. I'm jealous. I wish I could erase my memory of this game and play it all over. All
right, man.
Yeah, no, I didn't play this one.
Biggs, have you played this?
Because they told me it was a lot like Dark Souls, and I played Dark Souls, and that was impossible.
And well, this PlayStation Now is going to be very beneficial.
So I said, never mind.
Go back to some
It has Dark Souls stuff, but there's like this is when they got into dodging and things like that, so it's a little bit more faster paced.
That's what I want, because Dark Souls is too slow for
me. I mean look at the fucking stars.
He looks crazy.
No, dude, this is almost full. Dude, this 61,000 reviews
with a tip, just a tip of the fifth star is missing.
Yeah, you're good, man.
All right, man. All
right, Bloodborne. All right, shit. So it's my interested.
Yes, sir.
I'm interested in seeing Steel's reaction.
You're gonna love it.
So, Steels, who did you get and what was the category?
Okay. So, we went ahead at last week. We 50-50 picked each other, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's well, we did that again this week because I got Lex.
Well, it was four of us, so it's going to happen.
Right. I got Lex.
It's going to be that pretty much.
Well, not really.
God damn fight.
I think it might be.
Two out of three times.
If I pick you, he can pick
right. It can rotate.
Him, and then he can pick me, and then you can pick him.
I'm waiting on a week like that.
Yeah, it's going to be rare.
It all depends on the first two picks.
Just right here, right here. So I got Lex.
Okay.
And platformer.
Oh, hey.
That's good. Is what I picked.
Sly Cooper. Okay.
So this is what I picked for you here. Hopefully you haven't played it. Deadlight.
No, I haven't.
Director's Cut.
Deadlight. I think that tried to come out when Dying Light was coming out and got that whole wave.
All right, so let's read it first before you look at it, because it looks like I want to download this too, okay?
1986.
Set in an apocalyptic 1986, a zombie outbreak has brought humanity to its knees. You play as Randall Wayne, a father searching to destroy streets of Seattle for his family. You encounter many life-threatening situations, but combat isn't always the answer. So there's a lot of hiding. It's puzzling. I thought this was right up his alley.
It's by Deep Silver.
Because he likes the whole, you know, horror, apocalyptic type zombie shit.
Did his head just popped the fuck off?
It looks,
his
hat. It also looks pretty dang good.
All right, Deep Silver.
Dying Light.
Come on, man.
Dying Light, yeah.
Look at this.
When you keep reading it, it's been redone, apparently. I think it's an older game. It's been formatted for 1080.
Okay. Was that zombies?
Yeah. It's a zombie apocalyptic type shit.
Look at that. For the first time on PlayStation.
Oh, shit.
He died. Director's cut.
I think they just showed
Tequila the works. Hey, man. That looks lit.
I'm down. Thank you. I'm good.
Yeah. All right, man. Natalie.
Here it goes. Here it fucking goes.
What?
What is it? I am tomato this time?
First of all, I'm going to let it be known.
Okay.
Moving forward with the PlayStation Now challenge. When I get the challenge, I'm going to make sure that I get a game, I'm going for your best interest. I'm not going to try to give you I am Brett.
No.
Okay.
All right.
I still apologize for the
category. Obviously, who I got was OVO Biggs.
Mm-hmm.
Category that I got was not JRPG,
mm-hmm.
but it was RPG.
Oh, okay.
Minus the J.
Oh, my God. Of course. Of course.
So I had to pick two games. One game, like I said, one game is a game that I enjoyed. It was actually my first game in the series. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking maybe he probably played this, because when this game was coming out, I was so hyped that I ended up getting it. Like, all my coworkers at that time got it. So with that being said, man, and I got a backup game just in case you played this game. Okay. All right. So the game is Fallout 4.
Played Fallout 4.
Fuck.
I played Fallout 4.
All right, so.
I got it at release.
All right, same. All right, so for the backup, I know. He better not have to play this shit, because then we're going to have to go to browse, and I'm going to just have to pick one. Right. This one, I don't think you've picked, and the only reason why I picked it is because it kind of seemed interesting to me, and I've never got to play it yet, so I plan on playing it, and that game will be Costume Quest 2.
Never played it.
All right, man, pull it up, man. It kind of reminds me of Cat Quest. Sticks of Truth right there.
Cat Quest, Game of the Year?
There we go, man. Costume Quest, all
right. It's an RPG?
Yes, sir. Go down. It's like Final Fantasy kind of thing. You pull up on people.
Yeah, it's role playing.
Yeah.
Okay,
tree, pick a fight. Is there a trailer?
Yeah.
Yeah, go to the trailer real quick, man. Look at the art style on this, man.
Fantasy violence.
Yes, sir.
That's it.
Fantasy violence. In the near future, Halloween has been outlawed.
What?
It's been outlawed, baby. Look. Look at this
South Park type shit. Yo.
This is what no candy.
A world of no. Look at that. That shit disappeared.
No costumes.
Naked, butt ass naked.
No hope. Question mark.
That's like my son's world right now.
This is it, man. I plan on playing this game too. I just haven't sat down to play it because it does seem like a good game. I wanted to show you the Halloween mechanics, because that's the kind of mechanics you into, man. It's like that. See, you go through the world with your little team. See, your little squad.
Oh,
see, there's some Bioshock shit right there. Look,
original.
Look, then you pull up. Boom. Oh, look at this.
Let's go.
Did I do you right?
Let's go. Wait, why were they grown ass people in battle?
Because that's their costumes.
So if they transform into that?
Whatever costumes you get, look, boom, he turned into a big ass clown. Come on, man.
What?
Wow.
So it's like Pokemon. Instead of collecting Pokeballs, you're collecting costumes. Good. And whatever costumes you get those abilities, man. Come on.
I like it.
That's the evil guy. He's a dentist. The evil guy is a dentist.
Is this co-op?
Because the cavities.
Is this co-op?
I don't know, man. Let's find out.
Let's find out. Because this might be interesting to play together.
I'm telling you, Rude. Man.
No, it doesn't look like it.
Not one player.
Damn. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
I'm going to hook everybody up, man. Thank you.
I said thank you.
At the beginning, it looked kind of...
I didn't get to say that last challenge, but thank you.
Neither did I.
Trust me, man. I'll be looking out for these indie games, man. I'll be looking out, man.
All right. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
I had a backup too, Lex, just in case, but I didn't think
he got a Comic Zone on Nintendo. But all right, man.
I have a few backups.
Yeah, you always got to have a backup, man, because you never know what these guys.
I did not. I definitely did not.
All right, man. Let's start with some PlayStation.
Docket time.
State of Play.
Oh, shit.
Who watched the State of Play, guys? Who watched the 18-minute gameplay?
The Ghost of Tsushima? Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I watched it.
Lex?
I didn't.
What?
He doesn't want to know.
I knew you guys were going to watch it. I don't need to know.
He doesn't
want to
know.
All he sees is the reveal trailer.
That's it.
When they brought the guy out with the flute.
You know the original.
I already knew it was a rap. I go, oh,
remember he whispered the game. Yeah. That was it.
I have one gripe about it, but I'm gonna let you guys go.
Oh, gripe!
Gripe time.
I watched it, and as I watched it, and I went, I see two games here.
Mm-hmm.
I see Red Dead Redemption, and
Horse and Animals.
No.
Oh, okay.
I kind of saw some Shadow of Mordor in there.
Yeah. Yeah, there was a little Shadow Mortar, but I saw more Assassin's Creed.
Mm. Stealth.
Yeah, and it could be a mixture. Then there's three games.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the feeling that I got out of it.
Was that a good feeling?
When they talked about the whole... when they talked about the whole... You use the environment to guide your way.
The wind.
The whisper.
That is very creative.
Is that the one? Insane. Is that the... I know before this whole gameplay came out,
they said there was no waypoints. Yes.
Okay.
So that was, I was wondering how they was going to combat.
You got to use like relative location. And
There's actually a button.
And basically this says the way they did it was they wanted the island to speak to you.
Right.
So basically when you're in one area and you're looking around, based on what you see, smokestacks or fire or
animals.
A weird tree. Even animals guide you to certain treasures and mini quests and stuff like that.
Oh, okay.
They want you to feel inspired by the environment to go do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And when they showed the gameplay on the movement, that's how it seemed like. Because he was up on top of a a hill looking down. Mm-hmm. You saw something on fire. You saw a couple of little smokestacks. You saw the woods and this and that. Everything is flowing. The wind is there. It's, mm-hmm. It looks good.
Yeah, I like that. It's
very, and then when they got to the combat, that's where I really got sold.
My main, that blood. My main takeaway from the combat is giving me a choice because me, yeah. I am absolutely stealth. 100%
ghost,
not a stealth guy.
Oh,
yes, sir.
Not in any way.
Yeah, I'm going in there like a badass.
Yes. I do both. I'm not. I always start off stealthy and then wind up going to.
Yeah, I'm knocking on the door.
I tried being stealth in Wolfenstein. That was the stupidest thing I ever did.
I like how he walks up and he's like, "This is the war. This is the time of the samurai." And he's all just walks up and he's like, "I challenge you."
Yeah, I like that standoff.
Yeah.
Standoff.
Like, let's do this. And then he just.
That's when he was using samurai gear. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's how I'll be playing. I mean, the ninja shit was cool though.
Are you guys gonna be using the filters like black and white and change the dialogue to Japanese with overdub?
I picture Lex doing that, but playing the whole game in black and white.
Lex will do a Japanese no HUD playthrough.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
No HUD, no indicators.
But it's crazy that. You're just walking through. You hit a button. The wind is like,
yeah.
Now I wanted to do my homework.
And then there's a fox, and then you just follow the fox, and then all of a sudden you find a trinket or some shit.
I'm kind of upset because I know Lex didn't watch this trailer, so I can't really get at him. But I remember in the past episode, Lex was going in saying, "Oh, I ain't see too much, man. What's going on?" And, you know, and I was like, "Bro, I got. What are you talking about, man? This is PlayStation exclusive, man. What are you talking about?" I don't know.
He was worried.
I'm worried here.
Of course. It happened with Days Gone. Yeah. And Days Gone, they didn't show anything for a long time.
But you know what?
Days Gone, now even though it's good.
Right. Because everybody.
Poorly received.
But I think the reviewers took it too. They played it too much in that review space.
No. I think
they rushed the game. Certain games should not be rushed overnight.
Right. Do you know how many patches Days Gone had?
It had to.
No.
Dude, it had a lot of.
It needs the same like patch. 12, that 13,
14
needs.
Patches. That game was patched like crazy.
So it was full of bugs. It was real 2K.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Listen, it's still better than a lot of exclusives from other companies, but.
It's not like Fallout 76. But
right. No.
But see, that
for
game,
a PlayStation exclusive, the standard that has been set by God of War, Last of Us, Uncharted.
Oh, yeah. It's way underneath
Bloodborne,
those.
You name it. It was still great, but it was still lower.
Right, it's two A's and a half.
Right, so it was a good game, but again, they did the same thing. They didn't show anything for a while.
Now, I do have one gripe that I've said now. If you guys remember that E3 reveal trailer, with the little gameplay that they had compared to what they showed us the other day, graphics, man, they kind of turned it down one or two notches. That horse wasn't looking too sexy in the trailer, man.
Cinematic.
Yeah, no idea.
No idea because you didn't watch the trailer.
That's one of the main reasons.
It still
looked
like a great game. Don't get me wrong. The graphics still is raw, but I hate when they do that. The first time you see a game announcement trailer.
Hang on, before you jump in, I'm sorry. That's one of the many reasons why I don't watch. Any trailers. If I know I'm going to buy a game, I'm going to buy it, whatever. Right. But expectations.
Right. Yeah.
That's one of the things. And then now I go into the game, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
So I'm just going to get the game as is. And at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Correct.
Yeah.
So he won't know about the horse being turned down.
If that's an issue. We don't know.
I mean, to me, the game still looks awesome.
But at the same time, that have being said, that little clip you talked about in E3, they didn't show any open world type shit like they did in that.
It was
a lot of grass. I mean, the scenery was different. But now compare when they got to the dark combat part of it.
Yes.
It was pretty damn close.
Yes, it's awesome. The combat was one-on-one. That's what I'm saying. The gameplay for the game.
Was the E3 one like for sure? Because
gameplay,
it's for sure gameplay.
Yeah, but when dude ran over there, dude took his head off.
And that was
gameplay.
But it was like 10 seconds of gameplay.
Right, it was 10 seconds of gameplay, and that was years ago.
So it was like AC Valhalla gameplay.
Not even, because this actually showed.
It was a little longer than AC.
That's like to me, that's like the.
It's more than that.
That's like the determining factor, like if this is something that's for real or if it's something like in progress.
I'll show you after the pod, man. But other than that, man, I'm definitely getting it. When is that slated for?
June.
July
15th.
Yeah, July.
July?
Yeah.
It's going to be heavy summer, man.
July 19th.
I think that's perfect because
you know what
I'm good with dates.
You know what I'm getting? You know what I got pissed off on Twitter about when this shit released? They're like, oh, what's going to be game of the year?
July 17th.
Is it going to be Ghost or is it going to be Last of Us? I'm like, bruh.
Let's go.
Y'all forgetting about Cyberpunk 2077?
They forgot.
You know it got an
adults only rating in Australia.
Come on, man.
Australia.
It's going to have Pornhub premium
edition. Yeah, I think it's because of the whole customizing your genitals thing.
Yeah.
What?
You didn't hear about that? You can customize your genital like size and shit.
Yeah.
Male and female.
That's what the crunch is for.
And y'all forgot about Avengers?
That's why they're doing overtimes because they want to.
Avengers ain't going to come close.
Yeah, Avengers.
September got Avengers, Cyberpunk, and new game of the year.
Oh, Lord.
Tony Hawk 1 and 2 remake.
Yeah, but that's a remake, though. It doesn't count.
It's a remake.
Hold on. So when Resident Evil 2, y'all was...
But that's not a game of the year.
That raised the bar.
Is that a re-release or remaster or remake?
Remake. Did you watch it?
He doesn't do that.
They have...
I have you guys for that.
It's a remake.
Watch it.
I thought it was a remaster.
Like, they keep saying remaster because it's one and one. Because
I saw... Because
they worded... Confusing. See, that's... I don't like how they're doing that. Well, they worded it in the thing saying, oh, this is a remaster because it's a one of one of the original... Of the original game.
So it's not a remake. It's not a remake.
But it's a remake, dude, because everything is built from the ground up. Nothing is ported from that game.
Right, right. But if you're saying it's a one-to-one...
What they mean is like they didn't add... No content. They didn't add new
content. All original content.
It's all the original content. All original music.
Same plot. Same everything.
Same plot, everything.
What is that? That's not a remake.
What do you mean? Crash Team Racing? Remake.
No, because Resident Evil Remake... The Resident Evil Remake had different things.
Right, but
different gameplay elements and different things.
Yes, this has different gameplay. So when it comes to the skateboarding, like, there were certain skating abilities like inverts and what's the thing when you slide on the ground or do all those little ground tricks?
Oh, grinding.
No, not grinding. When you're on the ground.
Real? Oh.
And your board can float up and down and you do all the sliding.
Ollie? I don't know.
Not Ollie.
Who knows?
Who knows? Okay, well, there's a lot of mechanics that was not in 1 and 2 that is now in this game. There's a lot of like gameplay mechanics to make the game.
Read into that because
it's truly ground up.
A remake, it was like what is Wolfenstein, your definite, what, like Resident yes. Evil. Resident, listen, the original Resident Evil was tank controls at a fixed camera.
Right, and that's why this is not that.
Remake is like a third person, freaking,
and if you remember,
different levels, more characters.
Remember, Tony Hawk 1 and 2 did not have any joysticks, so that was fixed camera. This does not have a fixed camera. Everything you're saying, they said it. They have no way of going to Neversoft. Neversoft doesn't exist.
Right.
So they made everything that they could remember. Everything.
So, okay, so it is so a
they,
remake.
It's a remake. They have no way to go back.
Just
to that.
Like SpongeBob.
Yeah, it's a remake. They have nothing to go back to. But what they're saying is that they couldn't. They don't want to tarnish 1 and 2 by adding some weirdo shit to it.
Right.
You know. So they want everything to feel like the original, you know what I'm saying? And the only thing that they got from the original was before they said they was going to go ahead with this game, and that made it very important to me, was the feeling of skating.
I don't want to be that guy, but they wanted to keep it same as normal because the only way they're going to get them sales is because of nostalgia. All right, let's go.
No, they not.
I mean,
were you a nostalgia factor? Who was a Tony Hawk?
I played a lot Tony Hawk, and they showed the differences in the boards. They're identical, but just looks a shit ton better.
Hell yeah. And that music, that soundtrack? Yeah. I don't remember the soundtrack, man. I don't got nothing to talk to you about.
That warehouse, that was my warehouse. Shit. I maxed out highest you can get on that bit.
Now, that's another, here we go with another almighty gripe, man. So I went to go pre-order that boy, right? Because I wanted to have access to the beta. And tell me why I could only pre-order it on Xbox and PC digitally. Where's the PlayStation pre-order, guys?
I don't know. PlayStation, I don't know what's going on.
What is going on, bro?
I don't know. No hunt down code, no pre-orders, and I don't know.
They tripping, man. But I see what this is becoming a trend, because then after we got that, we also got a little tease, man. Mafia.
Yeah, Mafia.
Trilogy,
yep.
How you feel about that, Lex?
I'm excited for that. I love the original Mafia.
Are they going to fix 3?
No. They're not going to fix 3.
So we're just going to get 1, 2 remastered or whatever, and then 3, they're just throwing it. 3
just came out like 2 years ago?
I don't care. That game, I'm tired of the sun burning me, man.
I mean, I'd rather have them work on one and two and make it like
now. Yes, work on one and two and touch up three, patch up three a little better.
It is patched.
They might.
The only thing I liked about three was feeding the Gators.
Hell yeah.
And it was in New Orleans.
Yes. New Orleans. It's my second home.
God damn. Saints Row 3 on the way.
Hey.
It's this month, right?
No, that's like in 10 days,
ain't it?
What?
It, depending on the price, Saints I'll pick Row it up. 3. I don't see that game. I don't see that game being cheap. I saw screenshots. See, Tony Hawk is going to be cheap. That's what, $30, $40 game.
Yeah.
For this, I don't see them? The. Yeah, I don't see this being cheap. 1, 2, and 3. I don't see that being cheap.
I'll pay for it. It's. If they the way the screenshots look, the way, if they're real,
if they're that thing real, looks, dude, we already know like what he's getting it for.
It looks like a new GTA. It's crazy. It looks crazy.
No, he's gonna get on the Switch.
He'll get on the Switch.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
As soon as you walk into the store,
do I even do it?
Yeah, I don't think it's coming out for the Switch, is it?
Okay, good. Okay,
is it?
It's not coming out for the Switch.
That was actually a good point, you know.
Oh my god! Thank you.
I will check. But
what else we got on the docket, Trav?
All right, let's see. What else? What else we got? Ubisoft, man, they got a digital.
Fuck Ubisoft! No, I'm kidding.
What?
Wow!
They doing their E3 presentation, man, in July, man. It seems like everybody's going out in July, man. Know. So
wow.
I just got one question, man. What are you guys expecting from Ubisoft, man? Obviously, they're going to give us some more Assassin's Creed, but what else?
Valhalla.
Maybe gameplay. Maybe Ubisoft. Maybe gameplay this time.
Finally.
Let's try again.
Hopefully.
Are we going to get a Splinter Cell? Fuck all that bullshit.
Splinter Cell.
If they don't announce that, then I'm actually going to delete that from my vocabulary and not even like say those words anymore. Because
I'm tired of Splinter Cell showing up in every other game except.
It's been too long.
It showed up in Siege and it showed up in Wars. Ghost Recon shit.
What's
going on, man?
Wildlands and shit.
I think they might show Sam Fisher in Valhalla.
Dude, if they show Sam Fisher in Valhalla, it's wow. over with. It's over.
Sam Fisher's great.
A special agent.
They'll have the Valhalla guy with the Sam Fisher outfit.
Pre-order bonus?
Yes.
Pre-order bonus.
No.
You get the goggles.
The infamous night vision goggles.
You get night vision.
That does not sound
far off. A Viking with
though.
Night vision.
That does not sound far off.
Wow.
They'll do it. They'll do it, and eventually, they'll milk it forever.
Eventually.
It's crazy.
I want to go back to one thing real quick that slipped my mind about that state of play. Did y'all see the press release the day before?
No.
And how they worded that? They made sure it was clear. This will not have any PlayStation 5 news.
You put it in the chat.
How'd y'all feel about that? I think they did a good job with that. Yeah, I like that they did that.
They saw Xbox and they're like, you know what? Let's make sure we're clear. Let's be clear.
They put exactly what they were saying. They're like, we're not showing anything. We're showing Ghost of Tsushima.
Now say it in
Mark English. Cerny's voice.
Oh God. Ladies and gentlemen, for the PlayStation presentation, state of play, we are going to be showing Ghost of Tsushima. I am so excited for this game. I can't wait.
I'm so excited for this game.
Now,
and you know what else the guys are excited for?
Oh shit.
Predator Hunting Ground DLC, boys. What's going on, man?
Yo.
Oh shit.
How are you gonna have a DLC before you fix the game? I didn't even curse yet.
This is just a rant. That's a rant symbol. Just a rant symbol.
How are you gonna have the beta run better than the actual game?
He said it.
We still can't party up.
And I'm tired. PC, and the last time I tried playing it, I couldn't even party up a PlayStation.
Oh, shit.
Me and my cousin tried 4 or 5 times in a row. We kept getting kicked out. Only one kept getting pushed in.
Holy shit.
Pause.
Yeah.
And all I got to say is I'm tired of all you folks hitting me up on IG telling me that cross party is available. Check the options.
It is not. You cannot.
Party.
Cross
keyword.
Party.
Not
you
play.
Can game chat.
You can cross play.
Play.
You can cross match up.
Play
and, you can match up.
And
random matchmaking.
Through the game.
I want a random match.
PlayStation game chat does not cross with anything else.
Yeah. Mm. Check out Fortnite and Warzone. 100%. Then come talk to me.
when I play with people on PC or Xbox, we talk to each other through Discord.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. We all link up on Discord so we can hear each other. Yeah. So I literally have earplugs inside of my Astros.
I've done that too. That's a cheat code. Yeah.
So I could listen to both.
Yeah.
That's the only way. Come at me.
Come at me. Right, he looked at the camera too.
Yeah.
All right. So I got two more things on the docket, man. All
right.
This one, it just says Batman.
Ooh.
Oh.
Oh, oh, he's gonna get his.
I have notes.
Cinema.
Okay, so
what is this? I have no idea. What is this?
As we all know, Robert Pattinson is playing Batman in the new Batman series. Oh, okay. Super overqualified. Don't judge this guy for Twilight, man. Watch his other movies. Look it up. He's good. Anyway, so he did a by GQ magazine. He did an article for GQ, and I'm just gonna read like a section of what there was a little outrage within the comic book fans, as usual. It happens pretty much every other day.
Twitter,
you can't make them happy.
And Robert Pattinson said, the film studio hired a trainer who left Pattinson with a Bosu ball, a single weight, and a sincere plea to use both. But right now, he says he's ignoring her. I think if you're working out all the time, you're part of the problem. He says. By you, he means other actors.
Oh.
You set a precedent. No one was doing this in the 70s.
The
Even
Rock.
James Dean wasn't exactly ripped. He says that
Diesel.
Back when he was the star of the Twilight franchise, the one time they told me to take off my shirt, I think I told them to put it back on again. But Batman is Batman. Pattinson called another actor on the film, Zoe Kravitz. She's playing Catwoman.
Uh-huh.
The other day, and she said she was exercising 5 days a week during their exile from the set. Pattinson... Oh, said, quote, literally, I'm just barely doing anything. So it's a joke.
He's over, you like you say, he's overqualified. He's just chilling.
Wow. It's a joke. It's those type of things are in the contract.
Wow.
Right.
It's a joke.
Oh, it's in the contract? You have to be buff?
Of course.
Yeah.
No
of
shit.
Course, for these roles,
you have to be buff.
Yeah. Do you know how many people tried all out to be Batman?
Right. Well, guess what? It's going to be in Lex's contract.
They always say,
you got to look like the bull.
It's done already.
I'm telling you, it's a joke. Everybody got all pissed off because it's a joke. I mean,
in these times, you need good humor like that.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Trust me. Zoe Kravitz is working every day because it's in her contract.
Right.
Uh-huh. It's in her. It's part of the contract.
How many times do you hear people say, "Oh, I had to do this crazy workout regimen just to get a shit like what's the name? Wolverine."
Yes.
Yeah.
They gain
it's
weight
in their job description.
They gain weight and they lose weight. It's in their contract. Yeah. They have to be
Jonah
within
Hill.
A certain
the freaking fat to skinny fucking periods.
50 Cent.
Yeah, but that was on
Jonah
his own.
Be 50
Cent?
But
I thought he was dying.
Yeah, when he got really skinny?
Yeah, for that cancer movie.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Wow. But it's a joke, guys.
How
like
do that?
Everybody just needs to relax. This movie's going to be fine. Wait and see. Wait for the trailers. Wait for the movie to come out. Watch it. He's making jokes because it worked.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's trolling people. It worked.
All right, man. Last thing on the docket, man. We got a little tease, man. Now that we've been getting some good recordings these weeks, man, we can get back in our bag.
Yeah.
Get to this scenarios.
Oh,
PS and BS,
shit.
Man. The only ones that's doing it.
Ooh.
Oh.
So what do we want to tease about this one?
Go ahead, Lex. It's all on you.
So this next scenario.
Do you want to quickly refresh the whole scenario thing?
Right.
What we did last.
So
time?
We did. Well, I forgot
the
how
first
many
scenario. Our first and only scenario, so far that we have done was to survive a post-apocalyptic world,
mm-hmm.
Filled with, you know, demons,
whatever.
Monsters,
demons.
Whatever.
Doom.
Doom kind of end of the world
Devil May
scenario,
Cry type shit.
And we picked four PlayStation. It was PlayStation exclusive, right?
Or no, just we it was any,
games that were
as
on
long
PlayStation.
As long as it played on PlayStation,
okay.
Right?
Video game characters from games that were released on PlayStation.
We had a draft.
We had a draft, literally like an NFL style. We had the sound and everything. We drafted four to each to complete our team of four, and we gave them roles and stuff like that, and pretty much. Who would be the better team to survive? And you guys vote. The first scenario steals one. But the popular vote was Trav in the end.
Only because of freaking San Andreas.
Because of CJ, of course. CJ, man. He had a valid. He had a, I gotta re-listen to that. That was such a funny. That was
because
such a
we
funny
all know episode. In a post-apocalyptic era, the first thing you need to do is put subs in your car. Yeah. That's the first thing.
Yeah. And then you get all the gang members. Let's go. Yeah.
So we all had a lot of fun doing that. It got received really, really, really well by you guys and newcomers.
Yeah.
Some of you guys are listening now or listening because that episode was the first that y'all listened to. So again, we appreciate you guys for sticking through, and we're about to do another one. Yeah. So you don't have to wait long.
Yeah.
Do we want to explain it now, the scenario, or do you want to explain
the scenario? Let's give them a small taste of it.
Let's just tell them what we're doing. Next week, we'll dive a little deeper.
Details, right. Yeah.
Okay. So this next scenario is designing our dream game.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So just a couple of quick things. Basically, if you had a certain budget to make your dream game, so what would it consist of? What developer would you use?
Mm-hmm.
What genre would you pick? Would it be an exclusive or a multi-platform? Would it be multiplayer or just single player? And you get bonus points for music, voice actor, things like that. Okay. So
cheat codes. Damn. Does it have cheat codes?
You need research for that.
And that's why I felt like we needed a good 2 weeks to fully do it.
Yeah.
But it's a lot.
I think that's it for everything on the docket, man.
Cool.
Has anybody else got anything that's been on their mind? Right. Any breaking news?
Actually, I didn't want to waste too much time on it or dive deep into it, but we didn't bring up the Unreal Engine 5 demo.
Yes.
I thought we were going to save that. That's why I didn't say anything.
Oh, shit. What do you want to save it for?
No. If we want to talk about it now, that's fine.
Yeah, let's just get into it real quick, man. Holy shit. And this is on the docket.
Unreal Engine 5.
Wow. Wow, that shit was amazing.
Steals, and it feels all the more better to Steals because it came right after the shit show that was Xbox Inside.
Yeah, the Inside shit.
So he felt like 10 times better.
Yeah, this is a point.
What I say in the chat, what have I said this whole time? Every time you're like, oh, Xbox doing this, Xbox. And I said, don't worry.
PlayStation just gonna show you something.
Listen, a few years ago for you sports people, all right, the Green Bay Packers started out 0-5. All right, hold on now.
And the Dolphins went undefeated.
Listen, they started off like 0-5 or 1-5 or something like that.
Oh, my God.
The fans started freaking out. Aaron Rodgers, they interviewed him, and he goes, relax. And he spelt it out, R-E-L-A-X, relax. We got this. They won 10 in a row, made the playoffs, and almost went to the fucking Super Bowl. Okay?
Sheesh.
There it is. Wow. There it is.
Wow.
There
it is.
So, relax. PlayStation knows what they're doing.
And I think it's,
they're letting Xbox continuously shoot themselves in the foot. The second they think they're rising, just like a roller coaster, they're on their way down.
But the thing about both of these things that happened, the thing about Xbox Inside and the thing about the Unreal Engine 5 demo is... Yeah. It was about like who showed it first, because they're gonna, like, a lot of those games from Xbox is gonna be on both platforms,
correct?
And it's not like Xbox games aren't gonna use Unreal Engine 5,
correct?
Exactly.
But it's just like who got to it first.
We
got
who's to in see, bed with them though.
Right, we got to see PlayStation 5 gameplay.
Xbox and is in bed with Valhalla, but PlayStation's in bed with Unreal Engine.
Right.
And I think that's the winner.
You know,
bro, that fucking.
I think not we're overseeing all this.
Did we all see it?
Fortnite's actually the
winner. Mr. No Review.
I was gonna say Fortnite's the winner. They gonna be the first game to run on Unreal Engine 5. They'd already said They said
they said we're
migrating it to Unreal Engine 5. I said, what is Fortnite gonna look like? 2K?
Not even the visuals. The sounding.
Yeah.
The rock crumbling.
Yeah.
And that's where the deep dive thing came into play for me, because I heard, remember when they said they're kind of gonna virtualize surround sound?
Yeah, the PlayStation guy, what's his name?
Mark Cerny.
Yeah. This is what he was talking about.
Right, they were gonna make the surround sound kind of virtual. They're gonna make it so that even if you didn't have a system, they'll try and emulate it.
Right.
Yeah. And I even felt that watching the video on YouTube on my phone.
As she's walking, I watched it instantly went, yo, Greg, you have to see this. I sent him the link, and he started watching it. He's like, I got to go home and watch this on my TV.
Now, with all this hype.
Holy crap.
We've seen tech demos before.
Yeah.
I remember PS4's tech demo, yeah. And I think I've seen only one game look like that tech demo with that head, the old guy's head, and they just spent it 360 a whole bunch of times. Y'all remember that?
Yeah.
No. So I think only 1886, I think, kind of looked like that. But and that game was like 2 hours long.
When Homegirl started flying.
But my question is, are we going to see a game? Are they going to turn that into a game, that tech demo?
Has to be Tomb Raider.
No.
It's Tomb Raider. I felt like.
When did Tomb Raider start flying?
I mean, I'm just saying, like, it just Tomb Raider has to be a game.
It has to look like that?
That was Just Cause right there.
Tomb
Raider, Uncharted, or Horizon has to be the game that looks like that. If there's only one.
That was Horizon. I can see Horizon.
It had a Horizon feel to it also.
So like here's the notes that I took about that, because I did some research on it, because when I initially saw
Digital Foundry.
Digital.
Yeah. No, it's a little bit of everything. This is what I put. Let's not expect this to be at launch.
Right.
Of course. It already said 2021. So we ain't going to see games for 2022. You know,
they spoke to the people at Epic, and they got together with a bunch of people, and they said, this is an example of the potential of what games can look like on PS5. Epic went on record, and Eurogamer confirmed that what you guys were seeing was running at 1440p most of the time, 30 frames per second with no ray tracing. Mm. So we didn't even get the full
boom.
Right.
All right.
That's just a tease.
Right. Like 60.
So I believe we're going to see similar performance on the X.
I was going to say, most open world games are 30 frames. I think is GTA 30 frames? Five?
On consoles, yes.
Yeah. So you play games like GTA, that's why when people say 30, 60, 60 only means something to me when it's like first person shooters and shit of that nature.
So this demo was mainly up when a developer works closely with console exclusively, you get stuff like this. Because remember, with third party games, I don't know if there's an unwritten rule, but I know there's a sense of parity when it comes to, like, you have to, like, if Assassin's Creed Valhalla will release on PlayStation 5 and Series X, right?
They have to make it to the weaker console.
So they'll basically, it'll be somewhat even for the most part, unless there's some type of deal.
Right.
Usually they don't like to do that.
Right.
You know, because of the market and things like that. So I think it's one of those things where, unless you have it side by side and you got a microscope or you care, you're not going to really see that type of difference between the both consoles. It's at the end of the
but
day.
But the exclusives are going to be.
But the exclusives like are going to take full power.
In a similar
power.
Episode, after when we talked about Mark Cerny's presentation, what I said was, and I still stand by this, we will truly see, as we've had every generation, the potential and the power of the PS5 with the exclusives.
Correct.
At the end of the day, all the studios under PlayStation are saying they can't wait.
Right.
Did you see that little logo teaser?
Yes.
PlayStation Studios.
They cannot wait.
So was they always called PlayStation Studios, or is that just what they're naming it now?
No, I think that's
like
what
a rebrand.
It's like a rebrand because it was Sony.
Sony Interactive Entertainment.
So now it's PlayStation Studios. Man, that looked like a Marvel trailer, or when the Marvel movie starts up.
Yeah.
Had Little Big Planet in there. Ratchet and Clank.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm excited, man. I'm really excited. I hope June we get something.
Let's go.
Hopefully.
Let's do it, man.
All right, we good?
We're good, man.
We good. Let's take it away.
Oh, wait, wrong one. Wrong God one. Damn it. See? Fire me.
Damn it, 46.
Yeah. Live from PSNBS Studios. Big Elite News with OVO Biggs and Statman Lex.
I was feeling it, son.
Take it away, boys.
Oh.
All right.
Feels good.
There's no update news.
Ski.
All right, next.
All right, cool.
Next.
No, like, why? Why are you looking at me like that?
Nothing. He wasn't ready.
There's like, as far as update, and this is the thing. As far as update, DLC, patch, things I usually cover, nothing.
Right.
But this is starting to open my eyes to in the future there are weeks that are like this.
Right.
But to replace the news that I usually cover. Usually what comes out that week is a bunch of announcement trailers, reveals for smaller games, this and that. I may start to cover those in the coming weeks just so that this segment isn't left blank for me. But dead ass, other than like...
What's the forecast?
Other than like NBA 2K20, like more cards. Like more fucking NBA 2K20 game cards. the player packs. Other than that, there's nothing.
It's all good.
Nothing as far as DLC. Yeah,
and no one cares about that.
Yeah, that's why I was like, okay.
Hey, Lex. I pushed the button on Division 2, man.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Lex, about what time. Up with the releases?
We got a few. It's one of those weeks. One of those weeks.
Oh, shit.
Out on this PS4 says digital. Switch. Yeah, I know. they don't have any
trailers. This is PS4. Not final, but an early preview from PAX 18.
In a world of folding paper, this is the trailer they have. There are two sides to every story. After career choices force them along separate paths, a teacher and an architect vow to make their long-distance relationship work at any cost. Holy Experience shit. Both sides of their story as the couple navigates the complexities and of miscommunication or communication at the emotional ups and downs of that separation brings.
I was just about to say some toxic shit, but I don't want to get this canceled. So
perfect.
Whoa, what's this?
It's a long distance relationship and communication.
All right. Oh, he folded it. So that was wow, what the hell?
Yeah, I just went through it.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
There's nothing.
There's nothing there.
All right, man. That was fold apart.
fold apart. Whoa. And now we have.
Whoa.
We got an announcement.
Did no one see him flip the thing?
Yeah. I've been looking at the buttons. Look at this.
On PS4 Digital. Concept Destruction. I thought of Bobby during this game.
Yo.
I would actually play this.
Concept Destruction is all about driving miniature cars made of cardboard and crashing them into each other to earn points by destroying them.
Yo. Derby.
Pick from several different modes that suits your playstyle. Pick Championship mode if you want to fight your way through mass production, or choose Survival mode to see how long you can survive a wave of deadly cardboard cars.
Yo.
If that's $10, I'll buy it.
Low key. Concept.
Look at the logo.
That's actually the Rocket League alpha build, and they just thought they could make a game out of it.
That was the tech demo.
Yeah, that was the tech demo for Rocket League.
When does it come out?
The 19th.
The 19th as in...
Tomorrow?
Yeah, Tuesday. Soon?
Shit.
Damn.
Luxteria.
Okay. On PS4 Digital, Fluxteria. Welcome to Fluxteria, nonstop arcade space shooting action in full 3D.
This is like 4 a Java modes game. Of play:
story mode, survival mode, timed attack mode, and obstacle race mode.
I played this 14 with mini clip
different
already.
Types of
mini clip.
20 different levels Bush. In a beautifully stylized science fiction setting. Crystal clear shooting and blasting sound effects. Heart thumping music.
This description is. Oh my god!
It's just like bullet points. This game is a bullet.
You talking about this game is a bullet.
Bullet, no gun.
Please.
Sit there.
Let me not say that. We're watching. It's going to be game of the year. Watch. Keep messing around.
Hunt Down's going to be game of the year. If this
is in the running.
I don't even know.
That'd be somebody.
Damage.
Yeah.
Can't have a trailer when you're taking damage, damn it.
Wow.
How you have taken damage in the trailer?
They want you to see everything.
Who is playing? They want you to see when you lose the game.
Is that really a name for the game?
Golf with your friends.
Oh, I'm done.
On PS4 Digital.
I have this on my phone.
Why have friends if not to play golf?
Isn't this like one of the best games on PC?
Nothing is out of bounds as you take on 9 courses filled with fast-paced, exciting.
I have this on my phone.
Steels is playing this 100%.
Mini golf and up to 12 players.
Yo, Steals, I am a mini golf king.
Steals. And I will a darts king I and a bowling king on your phone.
And a cooking king.
Yo, this game?
I have this game on my phone right now.
No, it's like one of the best games on PC. They say it like one of the
it
best
It is one of the best ones
games.
On my phone. Like, I'm addicted to it. It's multiplayer. Same deal.
Wow.
Like, you just, like, stretch back and shoot for the best. Hope. Yeah, right there. Yep. That's it. That's the mechanic.
Play good, your man. Skills.
Now, obviously, it looks better because it's on console, but it is... Oh, that looks crazy.
That is on console. It's a PS4 trailer.
No. I mean, it does look better than obviously on my phone. Now,
right?
I wouldn't mind getting that. That looks like one of those good, like, I just got to clear my mind. Sit around,
right, yeah.
This next one is very special. Because this one I've been keeping an eye on.
Eye on for
it. This is somebody's been whispering about this game right here.
Oh, man.
I can't wait for this game. I cannot wait for this game.
Me too. I've seen this at a couple games.
Maneater?
E3s.
Is that the shark?
Out May 22nd. Maneater.
Mm-hmm.
Experience the ultimate power fantasy as the apex predator of the seas, Bull Shark. A terrifying shark.
Oh.
Maneater. is a single player open world action RPG.
Open world RPG. Shark PG, look at this.
Where you are the shark. Devour nutrients to grow and evolve far beyond what nature intended. Oh, I'm buying it.
Damn, man.
Become a massive shark. An apex predator of legends to get revenge on the cruel fishermen that dismembered you. Eat, explore, evolve.
I'm buying this.
It's GTA, bro, but you're a shark.
I'm buying this.
Oh!
You what can, the what? Fuck?
You can customize the shark? Oh, this dude getting eaten.
You're
in the pool.
Bruh.
You go to New Orleans, you go to different locations all
Oh, across. I'm going to Cafe Du Monde. Let's see, get in line.
Look. Oh, I'm on the golf course.
On land.
Deep Silver. What?
That's on it. Land.
That's it, man. Yo. Man Eater, baby. Ghost of Tsushima, Last of Us? No. Man Eater, Game of the Year.
Man
2020. Man Quarantine.
Eater.
Wow.
I've been waiting for that game. That's
I'm low-key.
I've seen that game announced like a couple years ago, like out of PAX or.
No. It's like GTA. Single open player, world. Open world.
Damn. Do what you want.
The whole story is your mom got captured. Mama Shark got Mama captured. Shark.
So now you reckon have it.
By that guy they showed in the trailer. It's a good, actually has a good story.
Oh, shit.
He pulled you out of her stomach.
You bit his arm off.
Oh, shit.
He marked you. He marked you and he's like, yo.
Your ass is grass when you get it.
Basically, got to evolve, and your whole mission is to get him.
Your ass is grass.
I'm low key getting that game.
There's like two, that one and the golf one will probably.
All right.
Yeah, I'm down, bro.
That's
yeah.
it.
That's it. Damn.
All right, hit it.
Oh, shit.
You got one, baby.
It's just random, but.
Okay.
All right, it's that time again. Sprockets. You know what really grinds my. Wait, nope, that's the wrong one. You know what really shaves my sprockets?
It went over the bike.
Haters.
Oh, man.
But yes. Not only haters. Ford owning haters.
Ford.
Oh, but not only Ford owning haters.
This is getting specific.
Ford truck owning haters.
Holy shit. Is this specific to somebody?
Yeah.
Ford truck.
No. This happened yesterday.
Yeah, bro.
Oh, this happened in Coco.
This happened yesterday.
In Coco.
Okay. He was about to take his shirt off.
So, granted, in the car world,
it's always beef.
There's always beef. Always. You always get fucked with. And it'll be everything from some crazy ass, you know, hooked up car that's actually fast and looks good to the stockiest of freaking beat it up freaking Hondas or just Mustangs or just
shot here.
Just anything
Honda.
It's just everyone thinks that right away is time to race, you know. Sometimes you just want to chill, you know. And yesterday me and my crew we just wanted to cruise and chill and relax.
Yeah.
We weren't doing nothing crazy on 528. We were just in line.
I thought I was in Mexico.
Well, no, that was later.
Oh, okay.
Was it a cop? It was a cop in a Ford.
No, hold on now. Hold on now. He was actually a good one.
It's a good cop.
But like, we were taking rollers. My personal photographer was with us. She was hanging out the car.
Wait.
You guys don't have a personal photographer?
Shout out to Kim. She was out there taking rollers.
When is Kim going
to
take our pictures for the PSNBS website? What's going on here?
I mean, she's always down to take pictures, yo.
We need some shots.
She was taking some rollers. And I actually got a picture of her hanging out the car, freaking taking pictures of us and on the road.
She's risking her life.
Yeah, that's how you get rollers. You got to hang out the car.
Shit.
Fuck.
Her husband drives. Shout out to Pete. And
shout out to you.
You get close and you just kind of match speed and she sits there with the camera.
I've seen too many movies where that shit didn't
but
that shit ain't paying out right.
So we were just minding our own business and we get a lot of people who drive by that just honk and give us the thumbs up. Okay, yeah. That's cool.
It's lit.
But it seemed like yesterday all the Ford owners were just fucking with dickheads. Like
they were revving the engines.
Just racing by and just like, yeah. It's just like, yo, we're just chilling, you know, like you have a stock V6. Get the fuck out of here.
The hurt.
Yeah.
So, the worst one.
They had a what?
Stock V6. Yeah, exactly. So, the worst one was yesterday.
I don't got no beef with nobody.
We're over there.
Straight up.
We're over there at the Exploration Tower, right? In Port Canaveral. And we're just bullshitting. And there's cars driving by. And everyone's giving thumbs up. People driving by with their cameras, like, oh, da 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 da. You know, we're minding our own business. They're being cool. The cop showed up. A cop showed up.
Okay? A cop.
Yeah, a cop. Go over there to see what's going on. Hey, there was a security guy around in the area. So you guys kind of getting together. They called in, just wanted us to see what was going on. What you guys did. And we're like, oh, we're here. We're here for his birthday. And I was there. And the cop was like, oh, well, happy birthday, you know. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. And he's like, we're just here chilling. We just parked, you know, enjoying the air and the water. And we're going to grab some food and eat some food. We got some cake and shit. And then we're just going to cruise on home. And the guy's like, all right, cool, no problem. I just wanted to make sure everything was all good. You know, happy birthday and be safe. And then he took off. Cool. Real cool. Yeah. You know, he just left us alone. They just wanted to make sure that
no viral moments.
So was it the Ford guy who called the cops?
No, it was the security guard.
It was a random security guard that we didn't even see anywhere.
We're he was in the bushes like.
I guess that's the point.
They're going to do it. Exactly.
But we had this one guy drive by in this big ass platinum Ford whatever.
Ooh.
Right. And they slowed down everybody. Purposely.
Challenged
him. Rolled down the window and said, y'all should have bought a Ford.
No.
Right? So me, being me, and of course he said it near me, like where I was standing at the moment, yelled back, why? So it can fucking break down all the time?
Gasp.
That's how it is. That's how it is in the car world.
So about 20 minutes later, I guess they felt the need.
Later, it was gunshots.
They felt the need to come back.
Chill out, and they,
God damn, son, it didn't get that serious. It didn't get that serious.
He missed South Florida. Yeah. Tribe missed South Florida.
I missed South Florida too, but not that much.
Is that how they do it in PSL? They say one word and then it's gun blazing?
Yeah. Dude, they don't even say words.
They don't even say words.
Did you look at me?
Dude, I remember I went Memorial Day weekend, South Beach.
Oh, God, why would you do that? That's when I used to live in South Beach when that was happening, and I left.
And I was outside.
Any holiday, we're out.
No, like, I was out. Memorial Day was the worst.
I'm still in high school. I'm just out and about. I can't get in none of the clubs. So I'm just out and about. And there's a dude knocked out on the floor, and everybody's like over him trying to save his life. Lift his head up. He's going to die. Oh, you know, he just got in a fight, and he got knocked out. Next thing we start hearing, I thought it was fireworks. So, so I'm like, damn, they letting off fireworks. I'm looking at the sky. Next thing you know, I'm getting shoulder knocked. People is running for their lives, and police is going down the road, coming out of the woodwork on that ass.
Wow.
Never fails, man.
Yeah,
Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
So they
it was down.
I don't know if it was the same truck or another Ford truck. I think it was another Ford truck came through, and they just kept like revving their engine and shit like that.
So y'all didn't race for pink slips?
We did.
Okay,
in Mexico. Who raced?
You can't do that in front of Bobby for too long without Bobby saying.
So y'all raced the Fords?
No. Well,
Bobby
said
his young dude.
You want to run?
Of course they don't want to run. They want to mud. They want to mud. They don't want to run.
Bobby looked over his shoulder and said, you want your stripes today?
Yeah.
Go get them.
You want to be in the group chat? Go.
Yeah.
You want to be in the group chat,
you
right?
You want to be locked in?
Now, we did get one Ford guy who stopped, but he was a little riced out. Oh, Yeah, a little riced out. He had a stock Mustang.
Okay.
But he had like all the Monster Energy shit like they do actual car. He wasn't sponsored, but he's just like, I just always wanted this. But he had all Monster shit all over his car and stuff like that.
That's cool.
He actually stopped and said, what's up?
You okay.
And
was good legit Ford cool. Owner out there.
Yeah, one. Yeah. But all the other ones were dick bags yesterday.
Dick, whoa.
Dick bag. Dick bag. That's the first time I ever heard that one. Dick bag.
Now we're just, that one. We're making it up.
Dick bag.
Yeah, they were being bags of dicks.
You're a dick bag. Wow. You're a dick bag.
Well,
there holy you have
cow,
it.
Man.
How we feeling,
Episode 36. Shit.
We good?
We good, yeah, man.
We're good.
That's been it, man. Make sure you put that timestamp whenever you heard that sound.
Yeah.
You heard it.
Remember. Don't I can't it play it now, play but it remember.
Hey, it is what it is, man. We out of here. The boys, PS and BS.
Yeah.